One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé. How are these fuckers not all in AA? Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy enough to last 7 years. Do-do-do-do.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs in the summer house. Oh well, oh well,
sing
oh
it
well.
With us.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Will they take Hannah's calls? Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 shoo-bop-bop.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I'm back. Did you miss me? Everybody, it's Austin. I'm back. Did you miss my long, long, oversized tongue?
Yeah, I am waiting to get back to
Hey,
Quig. Hi, Austin.
I'm excited to see you again.
I am, too. Listen, if you don't know where to sleep, you can always sleep in my bed and just, put your finger up my smooth
I would much rather sleep with Tiawa or Wednesday.
Are you sure you don't want to lick me from back to front because it's so smooth?
No, your taint tastes like licorice.
Oh, you don't like black licorice or the strawberry kind?
Strawberry kind because, you always got a little
like
fruity
that.
Taste to you.
I do. I'm fruity.
Yo, it's Summer House!
It's Summer. Poodle, before we started the show, Poodle said, let's just do Southern House.
It kind of is.
It kind of is
this
Southern
is,
House.
It's kind of, we're getting into Southern House.
Are we even getting a Summer Charm?
I don't know. They were filming.
Or Southern Charm. They were filming.
Yeah.
I guess that show usually comes out in the summer, right?
Yeah, summer to fall.
Did we have one last year?
No.
We didn't because of COVID.
No. We got one in 2020.
Well, and Michael.
Maybe we did.
Michael's not even the butler anymore for Patricia. He left and went down to a nursing home in Florida.
I know.
That's sad. First Betty White and then Michael. Sad, y'all.
This episode is called Twisted Fairy Tale.
Because that's the name of Lindsay's birthday party.
A Twisted Fairy Tale with you.
The story, Amos.
Oh, didn't know that.
You're
song.
Not going to know that.
Wow. Wow.
No. Although some girl did, who's like combing her kind of hair right now and wearing a kind of a gothy t-shirt just went, oh my God, he just made a Tori Amos reference. It's not a great album, though. I'm a Tori Amos girl.
I know you
I go
are. Yeah.
All,
she's very talented.
Y'all, when she tours... If you've ever been to a Tori concert, you know the Tori fans.
I've been to one.
You went to a Tori with who?
I went with Karen Cole.
Oh, I can see that.
And we went, Rufus Wainwright opened for her.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw Rufus and then we left when Tori came on.
Shut up. Did you really?
Well, I didn't want to see her.
You didn't.
She played one song at a piano and it was really dramatic. And I said, let's go.
You're having a lot of people screaming.
I think
you.
We stayed for like two or three. I liked it when she sang that angel song. That was pretty.
Wait, that's Sarah McLachlan.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get letters. You're shitting all over the youth of a lot of people.
I'm sorry.
She's an amazing
singer-songwriter. She is.
Yeah.
She is.
I probably
would really like her.
I don't go to a lot of Tori concerts anymore, mostly because of the Tori fans.
Oh.
They're just so extra.
Oh, Amites? Is that what they're called?
No.
Tories?
No.
She doesn't have a name for her. Tori Amos should have names for her fans. She's
I don't know.
Big.
Maybe. But I used to spend a lot of time on Tori Amos fan sites. Y'all.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to tell you, those are scary places.
I am.
Back when they had like live journal things.
Oh, live journal.
Yeah.
I remember my coworker just used.
I think my name once was Caught a Light Sneeze on those. So,
and by think it was
Caught a Light Sneeze 77.
Wow.
Y'all, if you see Caught a Light Sneeze pop up on your picklefinder.net 77, I'm in a mood.
You're in a mood.
I'm in an emo kind of sad girl kind of mood.
Well,
I'm just gonna jerk off to Cornflake Girl.
Wow. Wow. That's sadder than Kyle's speech at this birthday party. And that was pretty gross. Now, before
no, the speech wasn't sad. It was just weird.
Well, he's
aggro,
just sad.
And you know, I wrote this down. This is such a childish thing to do.
Y'all, they literally, and Amanda even brought it again, they had a great therapy session about this that morning.
Well, I think this is interesting. He feels super attacked, and his strategy is to lash out at everyone for that, even though most of the friends weren't doing that. It's interesting. I think when you're with a person like Kyle, or friends with a person like Kyle, I think you have to take. You actually have to think. What is Kyle going to do with this? Because he is extra sensitive.
He's way. And, but the thing is, I think all these people are having to walk around eggshells.
They
on
are.
Him, and but yet his drinking and his behavior, he you can't avoid it if you're living in a house with him.
You're right,
because his irresponsibility is thrown in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, again, Amanda's, he put a stupid Instagram post, and he, kind of the same thing what he said in this, like, yeah, we have our problems, but this is us.
Yeah.
This is who we are. And I went, no, this is unacceptable behavior. And again, he's like, I just want to give them constructive criticism. And I thought, you don't even know
That's not what that phrase means. Constructive criticism.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Because and Amanda,
tell us about it, Susie Orman. Roth IRA.
Because because what it does is, here they had this therapy session. It went well. Amanda felt whatever. They felt better. And he completely, what Kyle doesn't think of, it's the truth, is I don't think Kyle really thinks about Amanda a lot. And he wasn't thinking about how this would make her feel in front of all her friends
right.
at this party. He only thought about what he felt.
Oh, I don't feel like he thinks of her as a separate person outside himself.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. He makes the decisions for them. Yes.
I think she represents the worst side of himself that he knows, and the side of himself that he doesn't like dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's why both of them treat one another pretty awfully.
I agree.
And I think both of them resent the other. But both of them had decided it would be too much work to find someone else now.
Because they work together.
That actually probably never has entered their minds, but I guarantee that's a realistic thing they've thought
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But they're married now.
Spoiler alert. But again, y'all, it's the same. I just want to say, it's again, Kyle gets drunk and does something irresponsible and inappropriate.
And Amanda tells him it's okay.
Yeah, how many times have... She hasn't yet, but she will.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we... Because he'll cry.
Mm-hmm.
And what has Sissy said? And I went, oh, this is true, and I never thought about this. And they said, Kyle manipulates her with his tears.
Yeah,
and
I went, I agree with that.
100%. Because how many times have we seen this now where he's gotten drunk and stepped and said something that embarrassed or shamed her?
Well, he...
Like three this season.
He knows if he lets it go emotionally, she's going to fold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I can't say that... I don't know if that's intentional on his part. Or maybe it is intentional, but I don't think he's saying, now I'm going to cry.
Yes. Because
I think he does know if he lets himself go there, that will bring an end to the confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
That I know.
It ironically was, so the friends kind of, they're telling, it's interesting. They're telling Lindsay, Lindsay's like, what happened? And yeah. They're telling Hubs what happened, Paige's. We never see Lindsay's reaction to this.
She's like, oh my God.
But we never really get her opinion on this. I thought that just interesting. Someone who's an OG of the house, who has witnessed Kyle and Amanda's relationship from day one. We don't have her opinion on this.
She would say, that's them. They always do that.
Well, she does talk. I think she actually said that on Watch What Happens. Yeah, you still need to watch that crap or happens.
I know, and people are saying they believe Carl you watch is real.
I just told you that she stopped drinking. You didn't know
and
that.
I could not believe that.
Yeah, she had to drink. I think she said 2 or 3 months. She loves her Fosse, y'all.
Y'all, I will say, when I first saw it, I went, that's weird, but maybe it would work. Then I started seeing more of the social media. That's why it felt like it might be too much.
I think that I get that because,
but maybe I'm thinking I'm now ready to believe it.
I guess they just post so much on social media because they're both influencers. So they feel like,
yeah,
we're in love. We can make money from this or whatever.
No, I'm coming around to it. I just find it feels, yes, they dated before, but I feel like Carl is in such a different place now. And it would, for Lindsay, Lindsay is an unrelenting pit of need. But maybe with Carl, she's different. I don't know.
I think she's going to be different. I don't know. Y'all, they teased and said that we're going to see the beginnings of that at the end of the
season. I'm ready for it. I'd like to see it.
I'm ready to see it. So Kyle says, Carl actually talks to Kyle.
We're doing teabags, remember?
I know we're doing teabags, but I think we should talk about just the teabag of the party. Because the thing I just want to add to that is that I feel like I'm starting to get who Maya is in the house. Like in the relationship. Because Maya calms, she comes, I think, and I say this with love, it makes me laugh now. I think Maya is the friend who likes the people, you know, you have that one friend that they always hang out with you and they're you have a good relationship with them. They're your friend. You love them. They love you. But they always never really are happy to be there. I think that's Maya. I think she's that friend. But what she able to do, because I think she just, what I'm getting about her, I don't think she, and what's been hard for her to get in relationship or find relationships in this house is, especially with the guys, except for Carl, she's not a small talk bullshitter.
No.
She doesn't want to do that. And she went up to Kyle and basically said, this is not what we meant at all.
Yeah.
We meant this, da da da. I get where you're coming. It was a really great way to talk to him.
No,
and
I agree.
I'm surprised she was the one that did it.
I agree. I think she's a cynic, and it's rare to have that on a show like this.
Yeah, yeah. She's a cynic. Yeah, that's
and
a good way to put it. I like it.
Well, it's hard to be cynical while you're having fun.
No, yeah.
And so I think that's part of it. We see her later when she's talking to that guy. She can't even really let go enough. She's drinking, and still she walks off.
Yeah, I think it's hard to let her guard down.
She's not ready. She's not great TV.
No, I think she's wonderful. Like, I think she'd be fun to hang around with, but she doesn't. Y'all, when you're on TV, you've got to authentically be extra.
Yeah,
and that's
I don't think that's her, and I don't think she wants to be that. I have a side of me that's that way, but I also have a side of me that's very extra.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem. I could be good TV and then I could tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
If I did not have the side of me that was extra and could tell big stories, and I would not be able to be on television.
Well, also when you drink, you just get naked.
That true.
That would be good too. And that's not her, but I'm enjoying her. Okay, so that was my first teabag is I just wanted to get this party out. So go ahead. I'm done.
Let's talk about Paige and Craig. And they're asking.
This is in New York still, y'all.
Andy's asking Paige when about the wedding. Are you going
to
go with
Craig? Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up. I wanted to talk about this.
And he says... And he even says, he's like, this is going nowhere. And I'm like, finally, you see, you believe what I have seen and most of us have seen for a long time.
Well, what? Uh-oh, someone sent a dick pic, y'all, because Poodle looked at his phone. Because if he looks once, it's a text message. But if he goes like this, going, going. No, but I was going to say, get the pillow. You were right. Because, not that I didn't think you were wrong, yeah. But Paige said... Did you hear what Paige said to him when she looked at him? She said, do you really even want to go on a date with me?
No, they don't.
Paige even knows that when they get back in the city, he doesn't want to date her.
Yeah. It's
Paige
all talk.
Knows this. She knows this. Yeah.
It's all talk.
Yeah.
No, it's, and I, there have been stands for, there have been Andy Paige stands the whole time. And it's just, it's not realistic. And you could say that Craig and Paige isn't realistic either, but they still have it's more grounded than this Andy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I'm glad that it's over with. I'm glad I don't have to talk about it anymore.
Yes, y'all.
It was bullshit from the beginning. Yeah.
It was y'all, you know what it was? Even though it was a winter house. But you know when you go to summer camp and you have that boyfriend and then you try to date when you're back in school?
Not familiar.
No, but yeah, because you don't even give him your number at the end of the summer.
No, I ignore them.
I know there's people that are going, oh my God, I tried to date Caleb Johnson when I went to Falls Creek, after Falls Creek, and it just fell apart.
My version of summer loving is them saying, summer loving happened so fast. Who are you?
Who are you?
Do you know... No, do what?
No.
Oh, don't come and talk to me with my group of friends.
No. Don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminded me, we've never re-recorded this theme song like we were supposed to.
I know, we need to.
And I keep using the live show version. It's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
I kind of prefer that.
Well, then there you go.
All right.
Maybe we should do that. Just premiere all of our songs on the live show.
No. So... talking about that, Craig is there with Paige in the city, and
well, he's there because Paige said,
I sent him a text and said, you know, this is where I am. If you're not here, consider me out. Good for you, Paige.
Finally.
And guess what Miss Craigie did? She got on a flight.
She got on a flight and she went there. So I still was a little... I feel like they have this talk, and I feel like Paige didn't stand up for her.
This was so messy and sloppy. This was supposed to be the what are we talk.
I get it. We all get it, y'all.
I get it. I don't want to.
Paige is very forthright.
Also, this is on television. But so
yes, you're on television, and you're in front of that person. Paige becomes not a different person, but she gets so just in her
head.
She
also doesn't. You also don't want to let the other person know you care about them so much.
Yeah, we've and all done this.
It makes sense.
We've all done it.
But I saw Craig say, and this was
God, I remember just yelling at somebody at Akbar, just love me. Can you love me?
It's not we're saying we're completely exclusive. Because I just want us to get us to a point to where it's completely inappropriate to be hanging out with anyone else.
But Ari is. That's my thing. It already is. It already is for her. Because Craig is already throwing fits and getting jealous for her hanging out.
And
so I feel like it's a double standard.
I know it is totally a double standard.
Because they even talk about later when Paige goes back to the house and somebody said, are you going to make up to Andre? She's like, no, we're done. And Craig really wouldn't be happy about that. And then I went, you're not exclusive.
Right.
So you're just, and he's like, I miss you.
Because they can't admit to each other face to face how they feel.
But. So is Craig going to fuck Kristen Cavallari again?
Not now, it looks like.
But it feels like...
Well, thing is, one of them had to turn their key. And both of them are so reluctant to do that.
They are, but it just feels like maybe Craig isn't. But Craig, you don't get the right to tell somebody we're not exclusive... And let's not do that yet. And then get jealous when they are with other people.
That I totally agree with. But she does have, he does have the right to say, here's how I feel, because, but she doesn't even, she can't even express.
No,
what
she
wants.
Literally looks at him and she's like, I feel the same way.
Exactly.
And I went,
so
no!
I'm saying, I'm equating these two experiences, mm-hmm. where him having these and her being paralyzed and not being to say how she feels.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
So I'm saying that we can roll our eyes and see Craig acting like a fuckboy, but we can also see Paige not asking for what she wants.
I think it's both things.
Yeah.
I think it's both things. Y'all, because a fuckboy is going to fuck for as long as they can.
Speaking of fuckboys, I'm coming to the house.
Until
I'm coming to the house
down
this weekend, and I'm going to gaslight the fuck out of every girl I possibly can.
He is.
I'm going to make everybody feel.
Speaking of,
I'm
going to
make
fuckboys.
Everybody feel like I'm the best friend, but I'm also going to. Yo, that's my Austin voice if you don't know it.
I will say.
My big tongue.
Craig was coming out of the shower in New York and he was shirtless.
He looked hot.
He looked. This is the hottest Craig has looked. His face.
I'm glad he doesn't shave his chest anymore.
His face is filled in more.
Yeah.
I think he stopped. Did he stop doing coke? He just looks Maybe. Better. He just looks better.
Austin looks terrible. Can we talk about how terrible, how bloated and puffy Austin looks?
He doesn't look good. He doesn't look good.
You know who also looks terrible? I saw it on, he's in on vacation with his girlfriend Taylor in Nice, Shep. Shep looks awful.
I never thought, he's still with Taylor.
Yeah, shockingly.
I never thought Shep, when you were talking about I think because he reminds you of Boys Back Home.
He does remind me of Boys Back Home.
I've never been attracted
to
Shep,
ever. I got over it like first season.
Yeah.
But he looks rough.
You watched Relationship and that really got...
Oh, that was one of the worst things ever.
I never... That's the only Southern Charm thing I haven't seen. Because Nasty told me not to see it. Sorry, y'all. That's our friend.
He is like boys I grew up with, though.
Yeah. So I think... But I don't get it at all. But I get it. I mean, Molly's brother, I would totally let fuck me because he reminds me of Gods from Home. From the dick at home.
So, Lindsay is inviting Austin for her 35th birthday.
Oh, yes.
Austin.
I'm totally interrupting you and teasing you on this because we forgot. We got to take a commercial. And I feel like once we jump into this Lindsay and Austin
it's
shit,
done.
It's going to, y'all, because it's shit done. Is getting real. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get.
and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Realitygaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And we're back.
Sorry, we cock teased you. But
so
get ready.
Sierra,
that's what Austin does.
Sierra. Let's think about where Sierra and Austin left it.
Good call. In Vermont, three months before.
Yeah, and they had this kind of Twitter-pated, but as usual, you guys, Austin makes all women feel like they're the only woman in the room.
He does.
And that's his superpower.
That's his superpower. And his kryptonite, which he says in this episode.
Disappointing
is
people.
He's scared to Boy, death of disappointing people.
Lindsay nailed him. Sadly, yeah. She's making out with him by the end of the episode because she never learns either.
You know what? Lindsay nailed him and she nailed Sierra.
Yep.
This episode should be called Double Standard because many people have it. This
and
episode.
I can't wait to that. It should have been called Double Standard.
It should have been.
We're going to talk about that in the end. But and y'all, Luke, my personal friend, who we're going to go to Soho's house soon. Luke brought up such a great point, and I cannot believe it came out of his mouth.
So y'all, they go to.
But we'll talk about it. In
okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So go. Is that your tea bag? What's your?
No, I was just going to be that Austin's coming and that he's coming for my birthday.
It's kind of. I feel like y'all. First of all, Hubs knows how to plan a birthday. First of all, she's that person at 10 a.m. saying, "Carl, we got to wake everybody up." I don't care. Who's Tracy? Get everybody up.
And y'all, you can have a problem with Lindsay Hubbard. But you can't say she does not make you laugh.
I love her. And I have no problems with her.
She doesn't. Yes, she is loud. She's obnoxious. She's fun. But she is eminently unwatchable. She's watchable.
Oh. Oh. If she left this show, and I'm afraid that she will.
If Carl and her are together,
it's going to be very,
I can't believe her,
very hard for me to watch this show without her.
100%.
It's going to feel joyless a little bit.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Can I say before we get into Lindsay?
I just want to talk about her party decorations.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
She has a fucking balloon arch that's supposed to represent her.
Oh, the
That
is such a twisted world of Lindsay.
That is so.
It's a twisted fairy tale.
She has a
twisted fairy tale
with you.
You don't know that song.
Yeah, I do.
Don't try to sing it.
No,
don't try to be a Tori Amos.
No,
fan.
Yeah, it's a. We walk up and down in the land of fairies. The sun is dark and the mountains high.
No, that's way too normal of a lyric.
I'm walking in the thorns.
I cut myself with a little bit of icicle. I feel it on my skin. You're coming at me with your white face. You're coming at me with your real face.
Green know, face, red know, face, white know, face, yellow face, I like that Tori song.
Take me down, daddy.
And even though you sang about icicles, that song would be called Fire.
Yeah.
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 I love her, and you will never say a bad word about her.
Oh,
Amos is a fucking goddess.
I know her. Don't know her, but of her music. But I think she's a god. I agree. She's amazing. I just don't know. I was gonna say though, what did she call the bar? It's one night stand. Or it's a. What did she call the
one
bar?
One night stand, forever or something.
It's just
yeah.
Well done with the theme, even though 35 is a bit old to be having a costume party like this.
Okay. Also, I felt like the the rules weren't very clear of how to dress.
It was just, what type of fairy tale is it? It wasn't clear.
Fairy tale adjacent?
Yeah.
I'd also like to say
looked freaky.
That I saw at least four men dressed up as Aladdin. And if you were Aladdin, first of all, you needed to look like Andrea.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can dress up as Aladdin.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I thought Carl looked good in his Prince Charming.
He looked hot.
My favorite, though, was Kyle's big unicorn.
It was pretty good.
Luke was
kind of dressed as Willy Wonka or as
the weird Johnny Depp.
Mad Hatter. Yeah. But then he got hot and took his shirt off, and I was kind of into that.
Okay, I need to say something. I'm going to go ahead and say this now. It is one of my tea bags, but y'all, straight men try to put on costumes And by halfway through a party, straight men's costumes turn into gay men's costumes, how they dress.
That's true. Like, how gay men would start off dressing.
How gay men start off the night.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Luke's Mad Hatter was how gay men, with his shirt open, with how gay men would start being Mad
Hatter.
Yes,
that's true. That's true.
So that is the evolution of a costume.
So if you want to dress up, if you want to be dressed up as a gay man for Halloween, just ask yourself, how am I going to feel when I'm drunk 4 hours into this party and dress like that?
What can show the visible penis line?
Yeah, the cum gutters. The peen ravine.
Yeah. What is...
The valley of dick.
Yes. the Rio Cock Valley.
The Rio Cock.
Yes. Went down to the Rio Cock Valley. Plowed myself a great big powder. Lost my love in the Rio Cock Valley.
Oh, the Rio Cock Valley. Rio Cock Valley. Rio Cock Valley.
Ain't gonna hear... Ain't gonna hear from me no more. It's a lot of folk songs lately for me. I don't know why.
Where do you go?
I don't know why.
So we're talking about this party, but actually, I do want to speak to...
No, I was just going to say that Kyle had on that, and I would like... I got a note from a friend in the past, Gerald the blow-up unicorn.
Oh, no.
That Gerald... This is a note that Gerald sent, and who knows we were... He's like,
yeah.
I do not like that people are... This is... Trademark infringement.
Infringement.
On this is, I'm trying to do this in Gerald's voice.
Yeah.
And this is trademark infringement. I am in the process of instituting a legal case against these people.
Oh, he's a rainbow unicorn, loves litigation.
Yeah. So
I thought
Gerald,
he was still in Sean and Destiny.
Gerald the rainbow unicorn is trying to copyright. I believe,
all right,
something.
Then.
Yeah.
So. All right. Add that to the wiki. All right. Let's talk about this dinner. That was before the party, though.
Yeah.
So, because Luke does bring... They're having this dinner, and they're talking... Because, y'all, the thing is, with Austin coming, they're already set it up. Lindsay says on the way...
Austin's going to stay in my room.
He's going to sleep with me. Go ahead and be good. Austin's going to sleep with me.
And y'all, Sierra...
Full-on tells Austin, and it's kind of a baller move. She's like, yeah, I don't want you sleeping
ball?
In
my
bed.
No, she didn't say that. She doesn't say, I don't want you sleeping in there.
She said, well, no, she said.
She said, you're not sleeping in there.
Yeah, she said, you're not sleeping in there. Yeah.
It's not, I don't want you sleeping in there.
No, yeah, she said, you're not sleeping
you're
in
not
there.
Sleeping in there.
I kind of appreciate, I kind of didn't mind it because Austin's
okay,
a fuck boy.
But let's say, let's,
it's not
let's
right.
Follow up.
It's not right.
Okay.
But I still enjoyed it and
I laughed at it, but at the same time, I'm thinking, you've said you're not together anymore. You've said you've moved on.
Yep.
And
well, she has, but she's, I don't know if she said you, because she said several times, I still have feelings through him, and she says I'm working through them. She's been vague about
to
it.
To me, working through them means
you're trying to work through to get past it.
Yeah.
I agree. But I don't think she's, but I can be, but I don't remember when she said I'm over him, we're done.
But I'm saying the thing about it is Sierra is behaving like Lindsay would.
Yes.
When something like this is happening.
Yes.
So I want to point that out. And so it's interesting. I'll be interested to see what people think. Because Sierra's been, I'm usually 100% okay with what Sierra does mm-hmm. in the house. I like her. I like her spunk with things.
I love Sierra, yeah.
This was pissing on Austin and saying, this is mine.
I think I didn't mind it because... Austin is just, if Austin was a person of morality and standards, it would bother me. But he's just such a spineless fuckboy.
I'm not thinking about Austin in this case. I'm thinking about how this appeared to Lindsay and everybody else in the house.
No, yes. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just saying it didn't bother me at all, even though it was shitty of her to do it, because it was Austin. Like, if she had done this to another guy, I would be like, girl. But I was like, okay.
No, I didn't feel sorry for Austin. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that it it felt...
But she had no power, jurisdiction.
There's
to
no
say
jurisdictional,
that.
Yeah.
And so, and it, I mean, really, but also, in a way, kind of neither does Lindsay, like, nobody really has jurisdiction over Austin.
No.
And they're both kind of trying to, whereas Lindsay's just trying to use that she has history with Austin, and that trumps her. But at the same time, in Winterhouse, Austin and Lindsay had a very clear conversation where he said, I am not into you.
Yep.
I just want to be friends.
Right.
Lindsay is not acting like that. And
I agree.
She's bringing up shit from the house, but she's not.
But it's like, and it's interesting.
She really is. Sierra really is acting like Lindsay.
Luke tried to bring up to Sierra because she was like, she could only see it one way. Well, when I came into the house and we had a history, you were very upfront with saying, I'm going to be with Austin and do that. And I was right there. But why didn't that matter?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even validate it.
No, she didn't. She didn't.
And
I mean, again, it's...
I'm saying, what's the difference?
I think what... I don't know what the difference is. I don't...
I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm trying to see a shade of difference here.
I mean... Again, though, what's different is that Austin or Luke really fucked Sierra over and was shitty to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ghosted her a lot. He led her on. Whereas Austin, no, I don't want to say this because I don't love to give Austin credit, even though he is like a lovable dog, but he's kind of leading Lindsay on. He's leading Sierra on, but they're also leading themselves on,
yeah.
You know? Whereas he was honestly, Luke was very gaslighting to Sierra.
Right.
So that moment was similar, but when you look at the history of their relationship and how he treated, it's like we were forgetting all what led up to that moment. I think Luke is conveniently forgetting that.
Right.
But you're right, though. It's a shitty thing to that. So... Clearly, you're just thinking about you being hurt,
right,
and Lindsay? But it's just y'all. It's an old school pissing match.
I was gonna say it's just a pissing contest. You can't get past your own hurt, so you're going to tell him you're not sleeping here. I won't tell you what you can do, but I will tell you what you can't do.
Yeah,
and it's also she doesn't give Austin. I think if she had just said. It will really hurt my feelings if you sleep.
Well, the big problem with Sierra, like, even when they're sitting there and she says something, when he first gets there, and she says, you know, and we can make out or not.
When she said that, I went, oh, no. Because
I went,
Sierra, no,
Sierra, you need to. It's hard because I want to say, Sierra, you need to just be honest and tell Austin how you feel. However, Lindsay did that.
Yeah,
and Austin completely shut her down.
But you
because
can't compare
what one person did with another.
Person.
No, but I think even though he likes making out with Lindsay, and fucking Lindsay, he shut her down because he's a fuckboy, and Sierra knows he's gonna shut her down.
But here's the thing:
if she says I have feelings for you, she knows that's gonna freak Austin out.
Frank conversations with our fuckboy's kryptonite.
But what do 99% of the time when you have a frank conversation with a fuckboy, what do they do?
Well, then they're going to back away and run.
Exactly. So I think that I think that's where she knows that he's.
But I don't think Sierra, she might still have feelings for him, but I think the problem is she hasn't sorted it out enough.
Yeah.
She hasn't processed how she feels about him.
And Austin just loves who's right in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his main, because he's a golden retriever and he can't think that long. Ball.
Lindsay's going to Lens. Hubs is going to Hub.
And Sierra is going to activate Hubs, and it's going to be... That's going to be good TV to watch because these are two strong personalities.
And just like Kyle is going to be Kyle, we know that from seeing them. That Y'all, Lindsay is going to be Lens. She's going to get activated. She's going to not see things from her perspective.
No.
Or from more than her perspective.
Because Lindsay says, Lindsay says, because it's really, as we're talking about this, I realize everybody's seeing the fault in other people and not seeing the faults of their own. Because Lindsay even brings up to Austin, and she says, yeah, Sierra, though, she tried to do something with Alex. She was kind of into Carl. Clearly, she's moved on. And I'm like, Lindsay, you were trying to be with other people. And that would be like, but you're still clearly into Austin.
Well, no, what she would say is, Lindsay,
we have history. We have friends.
Well, Lindsay would say,
It's kind of Darcy.
Lindsay would say she was trying to be free in the house with whoever was there. I was basically trying to go outside the house and date and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And she would say, Austin is my friend. If we hook up, fine. Sierra isn't saying that. Mm-hmm. Sierra isn't saying Austin's my friend. If we hook up, she's saying, do not sleep in her bed.
Well,
which means there are feelings there.
Yes. And it's and very different for Lindsay that Lindsay, she doesn't say to Austin, but she says before Austin, she's like, oh, he's going to sleep in my bed. And I'm like, why would you think Austin would sleep in your bed when y'all just had this conversation in Vermont and he said he wasn't into you?
But here's
the
thing.
Something?
No, here's the thing. I think that's how Lindsay can be with some of her male friends. They can hook up without a lot of feelings in that way. I don't think Sierra's that way.
No, she's not that way at all.
Lindsay can go make out with Austin 1 week and then go fuck the bartender the next night.
Yes, she can, but she did tell Austin, I have feelings for you.
In Winterhouse.
Just 3 months ago. So it's still like...
No, that's been longer.
I think when they've said when it aired different, but they've said on the show Summer House, I have to go back, I'll watch, but they'll say just 3 months ago in...
Oh, you're right.
So filming-wise, it was only 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's not... It's going to be... Oh, y'all, it's going to be good TV. Sierra's going to get really pissed at Lindsay. Lindsay's going to get pissed. Danielle's going to take up for Lindsay. Yep. It's going to be... Paige is going to be in her room under the covers.
It's weird because... I'm wondering who Sierra's going to have on her team besides Maya, because all the other people are going to be like, this is Lindsay. And it's also, they hate Austin.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Ooh. I will say Sierra did something really good in to fuck with Austin's head. Y'all, that night when they go out, that green thing she was wearing, she looks fucking gorgeous.
She does. Now, What if you knew what Austin was doing, if you were thinking like you were going to have your summer of power like Sierra, wouldn't you just fuck with him and see what you could do? But she is legitimately returning every bit of flirting he gives her.
Oh, yes, I think exactly you would try to do, but it's, she has feelings
for him. She has feelings for him.
It's the same thing with Paige. You see that. Paige can do that with Andrea.
Yeah.
She can't do that with Craig because she has feelings for him.
Yeah, it's interesting. But weirdly, I feel like Lindsay can separate that.
Well, Lindsay compartmentalizes everything too much.
True.
And so that's her superpower.
I think that's the fundamental difference here.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, really.
Also, and maybe, I don't even think it's an age thing. A little bit of that. Because Lindsay is older and just been through relationships more.
Lindsay doesn't even say, what? She's, come on, little girl. Don't do that with me.
Yeah.
To Sierra. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Finally, maybe we have some drama in the house that's actually good.
And you know what it is? And it's sad that it's over a fucking Muppet like Austin.
Somebody like me who loves to lick vagina for hours and hours.
I love everybody.
With my fat tongue.
My fat tongue.
My fat tongue.
What do you have? What's your next one?
I have a little bit of tea that a sissy sent us.
Ooh.
Y'all, Fraudacity. Fraudacity.
Wow.
It is circulating around, and it looks like there is pictures that everybody's saying. Because remember how I said the party thing? It was weird. The other party we had, we saw a crew member who was totally drinking.
Yeah.
Alex and Jason were at Lindsay's party.
Shut up.
There are pictures of Alex and Jason.
Even though Alex was not supposed to be
yes,
there.
Yes. That is what, that I forget which, it's a reputable Instagram. But but you saw the pictures. They're totally at the pool house. They're at the summer house pool. Jason's dressed up as a wolf, like a fairy tale wolf.
So they weren't included to tell the story more of this love triangle.
Yeah, because you don't. They're not going to have Jason and have Jason and Lindsay talk about them losing a baby on her 35th birthday party.
Which is even more evidence to this idea of Lindsay can be totally friends with benefits with Austin.
Now, I don't know why Alex would be there and not be included.
It's weird.
That was weird.
It's weird.
I think Jason was there, though. Because they said they're friends. They still are friends.
I believe it. That's what I'm saying. She can do, and I think she can make out with someone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Sierra can do that yet.
Maybe ever.
Yeah.
Some people, I
have no problem doing it.
I'm not that way. Sometimes I am. You're way more art, but I'm not a compartmentalizer. Anyway, that was my tea bag. What's yours?
I think that's all I have, aside from just talking about. There was one guy, that really hot guy that
Maya
was trying to meet, and she just took a couple of shots and she went inside. Maybe we'll
couldn't
see more
be bothered.
From that.
I kind of love it. She's just like, what the fuck? I just want to sit.
But no, I don't think it was that at all. I think she was legitimately freaked out.
Yeah, I think she gets freaked out because Sierra was trying to help her.
Yeah.
Go up and talk to him. I just want to say it's just. This is a teabag, but also, and I guess a good way to end it, it's just, you do feel very proud to see, I forgot what it was like watching last season a year ago when Carl's brother killed himself, and that happened when he found that out when he was in this house.
Yeah.
So for them to show that and to see where Carl is now and just that he's in such a happier, better place. And even hotter.
Yeah. I was one I'm other thing proud. I wanted proud to talk moment. About that where Kyle and Austin are going to, we're going to the Labille one, when they're going on a run and he's wearing his wig and he's like, I wear that wig and that's the most that it feels like me. That is my kind of party wig. And it just tells you guys, this is someone who's very insecure. And is trying on, I'm talking about Kyle, and is trying on these wigs, these costumes, everything about him is a way to feel not him. This wig thing is such a symbol for Kyle.
I dog on Kyle a lot lately because he's treated Amanda so horribly. Yeah. And it's just, and I get just frustrated because it's so fueled by his drinking, and at the same time, there is something that I do. Something that's very not lovable, but just human about Kyle.
Very much so,
because he is so sensitive, and I feel for him in that. Like, I know he's a straight white man, and so kind of he doesn't have a lot of problems that a lot of other people have. So I don't. I'm saying that because people say. Oh, I don't care about that because
but that's not fair to minimize anyone's. But anyone's
what I want, yeah. But what I want to say is just what I think I admire him for. Or it's just when you're a sensitive man, and we live in a society could say that
society
word, right? Society. When you live in a culture that doesn't support sensitive men,
yeah.
It's hard. And often, if you find male sensitivity comes out in the ways of
Aggression.
Very often, because men often aren't. So it's so important.
No way to deal with it.
It's so important, not just as parents raising their little boys, but also as they're involved in different things. Like one of the best things my brother has done is he has cried, even with everything with my dad, he cries so much in front of his children. And I see the difference of his sons where they don't feel like they have to be, even in the South, they don't feel the added pressure of this macho-ness.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle is a victim of that, I think.
Yep, totally.
And I really feel for him for that. And it's a, whereas Carl's able to be himself more and find out what that is and just be comfortable in that. But it's just hard for Kyle. So, but I still don't think he and Amanda should get married.
Too late.
Too late. Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? I don't think they're forever, but.
God, I hope they don't have kids.
They will.
I'm afraid they will.
I think she will be much more vocal about wanting to have kids soon than he will. He'll be freaked out by fatherhood.
He will.
Yeah.
He will. Yeah, because oh, we didn't even talk about that whole prenup thing. That is bullshit.
Yeah, I think that feels like a red herring introduced.
I feel like it's just a plot point thing. Because yeah. They both had nothing when they started.
Right.
She's in business with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless he has an inheritance that we don't know of. But at this point, they've been together for a long time. And for him to even suggest a prenup to her in this situation, I think is a slap in the face.
It feels manufactured. I agree with you. That's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all. We got to pack. Poodle's got to do laundry.
I got to do laundry.
We got to go to Portland tomorrow. So we'll see you there. Go to our realitygaze.com. Go to that website to get tickets or go to a Linktree link on our Instagram. And how's the show end again? Never remember.
Y'all, if you're ever at...
Oh, yeah.
If you're ever at Southampton Social and you're just sitting there and you get tackled by Hub House when she's really, really drunk.
Just blitz.
She's going to whisper in your ear,
"Who's Tracy?"
And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts.
Oh.
But, what are you going to do?
That summer.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.